Lucille was impressed with people and their money and their social status. That's why she told me those are the kind of people who were invited to the funeral, and people like me, people from record companies and song publishers and politicians.
You weren't invited to the funeral?
No. She told me.
Good.
Here, you know, I thought, gee, I'll probably be a pallbearer and anything else. Christ, I wasn't even allowed in.
Were you on the scene now?
Oh, outside? Yeah. Oh, the minute I heard about it, I called up Lucille. I was up the Cape.
Yeah.
I told her I was driving down right then to the city. And I'd do anything I could to help.
Yeah.
I went to the city. That's when I got calls from New Orleans. Different musicians there called me because they knew I was so close to Louis, to offer to come up and play for the funeral. Lucille shot that down.
You remember who any of those guys were?
No, there was no one of great
name. Yeah.
And, remember, Louis was laid out in the armory on the east side for days. It was night and day. There were lines and lines of people going. I had got the lines and lines of people. They represented people from all walks of life, all colors, black, white, yellow. Young and old, rich and poor. It was a fantastic cross-section of humanity, and it could probably only happen in New York City. And I remember I got in line, and as I got inside and approached the casket, I got out of the line, went outside again. And then I got up courage and got in line and did it again. I made two or three false starts. And then I finally did the whole thing. And I passed the casket, and I hardly recognized the man in the casket. Didn't look anything like him. That's the last time I ever looked at a dead body, and the last time I ever will, because I think it's an archaic custom. But anyway, one of the things I did for there was I got one of my silver cornets from my collection and spent all day polishing it up, and I brought it to a florist and paid them quite a sum of money for me, anyway, to do a floral arrangement around the cornet. And I remember there was a picture of it in Ebony magazine, color picture of the cornet.
Do you have that?
The magazine? Yeah, I have it somewhere.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. I never found out what happened to the cornet. I thought Lucille would eventually give it back to me or something, but I never heard anything about it. But it didn't matter. It was a beautiful arrangement. I thought it was fitting.